a wireless voltage source controller using an ESP32. Introduction. Having a remotely controlled power supply is an interesting feature that any electronics hobbyist would want. Imagine having equipment in a remote location where you need to change some functions. The only way to do it is by changing a voltage value in the circuit. You may also want to control some analog functions on your board or simply turn on and off some peripherals remotely. How it works. ESP32, DAC peripheral. Your ESP32 has an on-chip DAC. In fact, it has two DACs. DAC stands for digital to analog converter. This peripheral can convert any digital value in your program to an analog voltage. This analog voltage supports references from the chip's power supply, which approximately ranges from 0V to VDD, 3V. You can program the DAC's value anywhere in your code. LM358OPAMP. The output of the ESP32's DAC is limited to the ESP32's own voltage supply, which is 3V maximum. This is fairly low when you're dealing with power supply voltage ranges. With this, you'll need some sort of amplification. An LM358 general purpose op amp is fit for this. It's a low-cost op amp that can operate on DC power supplies. Here, a voltage gain of 3 is used in a non-inverting configuration to amplify the DAC's output. This effectively triples the 3V limitation of the DAC. Simple buffer. Your voltage source should have adequate power to supply current to its load. The output of the LM358 isn't enough. With this, a simple power transistor, TIP31C, is used in an emitter follower configuration. Now you don't have to worry about your voltage source dropping its value when it becomes loaded. The input impedance of the emitter follower is beta*R1. In effect, you get a high input impedance that acts to buffer your VREF source. The complete circuit. Writing firmware. Before you can program ESP32 on Arduino, you should set things up on the IDE. Take a look at this guide if you haven't set things up. You can start to write firmware for your DAC. Below is the complete code for it. #define_dacpin25. Const float ref_voltage_progmem =3.3. Float out voltage. Float DAC voltage. Uint8_tdac value. Void setup. //put your setup code here to run once. Serial bot begin 9600. Out voltage =5.0. DAC voltage =out voltage +0.7/3. DAC value =DAC voltage ref voltage 2551 0. Serial bot print out voltage =serial bot println out voltage. Serial bot print DAC voltage =serial bot println DAC voltage. Serial bot print DAC value =serial bot println DAC value. DAC write DAC bin DAC value. Void loop. //put your main code here to run repeatedly. The out voltage variable is your target reference voltage. DAC voltage is the output of your DAC, while DAC value is the integer value of your DAC. The Arduino IDE has an example code for your ESP32 to act as a simple web server. Through this, you'll be able to browse a simple web page on your ESP32 and interact with it through GET requests on your device's web browser. This is something similar to our previous blog here. Open Arduino IDE and then click File. Examples. Wi-Fi. Simple Wi-Fi server. This code is a good basis to start simple Wi-Fi web server development. You'll have to edit some things to make it work. You'll also have to add code to make it work with your voltage source circuit. Edit this with your Wi-Fi username and password. You'll edit this with your own text and HTML code for the custom voltages of your wireless voltage source to be seen on a web browser. You'll also edit this to define the execution of your ESP32's DAC to output the correct voltages with their corresponding GET requests. Here is the complete edited code together with the DAC code. Hash include? Hash define DACPIN 25. Const char asterisk sid equal sign your Wi-Fi. Const char asterisk password equal sign your password. Wi-Fi server 80. Const float ref underscore voltage progmem equal sign 3.3. Float out voltage. Float DAC voltage. Uint 8 underscore t DAC value. Void setup. Serial begin 11:52:00. Pin mode 2 output // set the LED pin mode delay 10. // we start by connecting to a Wi-Fi network serial bot println. Serial bot println. Serial bot print connecting to serial bot println SSID Wi-Fi begin SEID password while Wi-Fi status equal sign WL underscore connected delay 500 serial bot print. Serial println Wi-Fi connected. The serial bot println IP address. Serial bot println Wi-Fi dot local IP server begin.
Nah.
Int value equal sign 0. Void loop. Wi-Fi client client equal sign server available // listen for incoming clients. If client a // if you get a client. Serial bot println new client. // print a message out the serial port string current line equal sign. // make a string to hold incoming data from the client while client.connected. // loop while the client's connected if client available. // if there's bytes to read from the client, char c equal sign client, read. // read a byte, then serial bot write c. // printed out the serial monitor if c equal sign men. // if the byte is a new line character // if the current line is blank, you got two new line characters in a row. // that's the end of the client HTTP request, so send a response. If current line dot length equal sign 0, // HTTP headers always start with a response code. For example, HTTP 1.1200 OK, // and a content type so the client knows what's coming, then a blank line. Client.println HTTP 1.1200 OK. Client.println content type. Text HTML. Client.println. // the content of the HTTP response follows the header. Client.print ESP32 wireless voltage source. Client.print click 90V output. Client.print click 50V output. Client.print click 33V output. Client.print click 00V output. // the HTTP response ends with another blank line. Client.println. // break out of the while loop. Break. And also // if you got a new line, then clear current line. Current line equal sign. Then else if C equal sign the, a // if you got anything else but a carriage return character, current line plus equal sign C. // add it to the end of the current line // check to see if the client request was get /h or get /l. If current line dot ends with get /3, 3V. Out voltage equal sign 3.3. DAC voltage equal sign. Out voltage plus 0.7/3. DAC value equal sign. DAC voltage /ref underscore voltage. Asterisk 255 asterisk 1. 0. DAC write DACPIN DAC value. And if current line ends with get /50V. Out voltage equal sign 5.0. DAC voltage equal sign, out voltage plus 0.7/3. DAC value equal sign, DAC voltage /ref underscore voltage, asterisk 255 asterisk 1. 0. DAC write DACPIN DAC value. NIF current line ends with get /90V. Out voltage equal sign 9.0. DAC voltage equal sign, out voltage plus 0.7/3. DAC value equal sign, DAC voltage /ref underscore voltage, asterisk 255 asterisk 1, 0. DAC write DACPIN DAC value. NIF current line ends with get slash 00V, do DAC write DAC pin 0, then slash slash close the connection. Client, stop. Serial.println, client disconnected. After running your code, make sure that you open the serial monitor. Here you'll find the address of the web page you need to access to make your wireless voltage source run. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled A Wireless Voltage Source Controller Using an ESP32. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.